सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्
So chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita starts with the sloka from Sanjay. Sanjay Vacha. What did Sanjay say? Tam tatha kripyavishtam asrupona kulechanam visidantam midam vakyam uvacha madhusudana. Then Arjun, avaji kripyavishtam. That is the diagnosis by Arjun. Diagnosis by Sanjay. Arjun is overpowered by kripyavishtam. Notion of piti, kripyavishtam. And asrupurna kulechanam, he was agitated and eyes full of tears. He was crying at that time. Visidantam idam vakyam uvacham. Then he said, the Lord said to him these words. Kutastva kasmalamidam visme samupastitam. Kutastva, where from? This kasmal. Kasmal means delusion, moha, wrong understanding. So diagnosis of Lord Krishna is kasmal. Diagnosis of Sanjay is kripayavishtam. Second diagnosis. Third diagnosis will also come today. What is his own diagnosis? Arjun will say. What is his disease? He will tell. So kutastva kasmiridam visme samhosan. Where from this delusion has come? Visame, it is at the wrong time, at wrong place. Samupasthitam, it is in full measure. It has crippled you. You are crying now. And how is this action, your action? Anarjushtam. Jushtam means it is practiced by Anarya. What you are trying to tell me, not to fight this war, such type of thing is practiced by Anarya, not Arya. Anarya Jushtam. Aswargiyam. Aswargiyam, this will not give you swarga. Akirtikaram, this will not give you kirti or fame. This will not give you. Then, Lord says, Klebyam Masmagama Partha Nit Naetat Upapadyati Naetat Tvai Upapadyati Klebyam. He says, you are unique. Lessing me, but in case he comes out of the delusion. But that word also didn't affect him. Klebyam also. Naetat Tvai Upapadyati. I have never seen you earlier like this. We are together for 75 years or 72 years, but I have never seen you like this. We fought many wars, but never seen you like this. Sudram hridaya dorbalyam takto uttishta taram tapa. Sudram, this is a small petty thing. Dorbalyam, it is your weakness. What was his weakness? Hridaya dorbalyam doesn't mean that his heart became weak, so he has to be rushed to hospital. No. It was attachment. Weakness is attachment. Do we all have that attachment? Yeah, I see. Hridaya dorvalyam. Takta uttishta paranta. Leaving this, you get up and fight. But he didn't get up. He is giving counter argument. In last session, we have seen that all the arguments put forward by Arjun in chapter 1 of the Bhagavad Gita is countered by three words: anarjushtam, aswargiyam, akirtikaram. All arguments in three words. Now, Arjun is trying to counter these three arguments. How? Arjun vachak. Katham bhismaham sankhe dronam cha madhusudana isubhi prati yoschami pujarha varisudana. Katham, how? I will throw arrows, isubhi arrows. Toward whom? Toward Bhishma and Drona. Why? Because they are noble people. They are not ordinary person. They are noble. They have got the tapas. They are intelligent. They have got the knowledge also. Will you not say Bhishma is noble because he renounced the kingdom? He took a vow that he will never get married. He looked after the throne also. He has got a Ichha Mrityu also. Definitely he's a noble person. And Dronacharya, he loves me more than his son Aswatthama. He is my teacher. He has also done tapas. Therefore, these people are noble. Isubhi pratiyoshami, how can I worship them with arrows? I should worship him with flowers. Therefore, he says, killing them is a lowly act. It is an act of anarya. Lord said, not killing them is anarya. Do you remember just now I told you? He says, killing noble people is the job of anarya. And Lord has said, not killing these people is anarya. See the countering, you see. It is against nobility. So he has taken the argument, nobility is the cause. That is why he doesn't want to fight. And if I kill them, I will not get swarg, noble people. It's a crime. It is a sin, so I can't get it. And thirdly, it is aswargiyam. Aswargiyam, why aswargiyam? People will criticize. Arjun killed his grandfather, Bhishma. He also killed his own teacher. Therefore, akirtikaram. See, arguments. See, one thing we have to see here, whatever argument Arjun has put forward in chapter 1 of Bhagavad Gita is all external. All external. He talked about that we will be committing sin. He talked about destruction of family. He talked about that the pitara will fall down. And all the things which will be the result of the war. He said everything. That was all related to outside. He never mentioned that there is a weakness in me. The problem is inside. We also face situation outside. We also always say that the responsibilities go or all the problems are related to outside. We never say we also have some problem inside. The problems of the sorrows may vary from person to person, or the sorrows may vary in degrees. But Arjun, even as a secondary cause of the problem, did not accept that he has got problem inside. Really speaking, the problem is always related because of the mind and intellect is not made up like that. Because of some shortcomings in our understanding of the situation or giving more importance to the world, we get these sorrows. Now a question posed by Arjun in this verse brings up another important issue. Can a disciple raise arm against his own guru and grandfather, kill them and destroy them? What do you think? Yes, for righteousness. Do you all agree that for righteousness we should kill our grandfather or even the teacher if required? I'm taking opinion. Suppose that if I ask your opinion, are you ready to kill your grandfather and your teacher? No. Why? You see, the understanding we have to understand, we think this action is bad itself. Is it not so? Killing is bad itself. That is why we say that killing our own kith and kin is bad. But Lord Krishna is advocating for that. He is supporting. Uttishta, get up, fight, kill. Our scripture says the action itself is neither good nor bad. Any action. It is neither good nor bad. It is the intention behind the action which makes it good and bad. Attitude behind the action which makes it good and bad. Suppose you are helping your friend. From outside, everybody will say, no, he's doing a very good job, he's helping. Is it not so? But if your intention behind helping is that ultimately you are going to cheat him, now tell me, will that action will be good or bad? It is bad action. Now take just reverse example. An action which you think is really bad, killing people is definitely bad, but the intention behind that it is something higher, then what will you say? That action is good. Yet in this case, Arjuna is supposed to kill all those people standing in the enemy side. And we also say that it is a bad action. But Lord is saying this is a good action. Why Lord is saying? Dharma sansthapanarthaya. It is for the establishment of righteousness. Therefore, this is not a heinous crime. This is not a sin. This is not a bad karma. If I kill a person for my selfish desire fulfillment, it is called murder. I will be charged for that. But if I am a soldier and defending my own country and I kill enemies, I am given reward. I am not charged with the murder. Why? What is the attitude behind it? What is the cause? Cause is defending country. It is not my selfish desire fulfillment. It is higher cause. Here, what is the cause? Here the cause is dharma sansthapanarthaya, for the establishment of righteousness. And earlier I have told you also, before killing people, Lord tries to convince the opposite party. Lord Krishna himself went to Kauravas and told them, instead of giving the Rajya kingdom, give them 5 villages. Or 5 houses, but they didn't agree. So that was total adharma. Dharma has to be established. Therefore, Lord has to do something. What is the next thing to be done? Dharma is not there that you can go and say, this is Hindu dharma, I have put a flag, this is Hindu dharma. No. Dharma resides inside. Therefore, Lord says, paritranaya sadhunama. Paritrana sadhunam. All the sadhus are to be protected. Why? Because the dharma resides in them. Values reside inside. Vinasaya cha duskritam. And then I destroy all the duskrit. All the wicked people he will destroy. Destroy means he will kill. Therefore, the action which Arjun thinks is bad is really actually is a good action because it is for dharma sansthapana. Next verse.
Guru nahatvahi mahanubhavat. Nahatvahi mahanubhavan. Shreyo bhoktum bhaikshamapi haloke. Shreyo bhoktum bhaikshamapi haloke. Hatvartha kamanstu guru nihaiva. Hatvartha
kamanstu guru nihaiva.
Bhunjiya bhogan rudhira pradigdhan. Bhunjiya bhogan rudhira pradigdhan. Guru nahatvahi mahanubhavan, shreyo bhoktum bhaikshamapi haloke, hatvartha kamanstu guru nihaiva, bhunjiya bhogan rudhira pradigdhan.
Guru hatva, it is actually ahatva. Guru hatva, hatva means having killed. Ahatva means instead of killing. Not killing. Gurun ahatva hi mahanubhavan. How is Gurun? Gurun is plural. It includes both Bhishma Pitama and Drona. How are they? Mahanubhavan. Mahanubhavan. They are Mahatma. They are noble people. They have got learning. They have got valor. They have done tapas. They are not ordinary people. Mahanubhavan. Shreyo bhoktum bhaikshamapi haloke. Shreyo, it is better. What is better? Bhoktum bhaichyam bihaloke. It is better to beg. Bhaichyam means bhiksha is taken by bhikshu. Bhikshu will go outside and beg. And the life of bhikshu is called bhaichyam. So he wants to adopt the life of bhikshu. He is a kshatriya. He wants to have that life of bhikshu now. He thinks that it is better to run away from the battlefield and go on begging. Why? He gives a very beautiful argument. He says, Hatva artha kamanstu guran nihaiva. After killing guru and your kith and kin, what you will get? You will get artha and kama. Artha and kama. There are four purusharth we all know. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. So out of four purusharth, he says, if I kill these people, hatva, what will I get? I will get artha and kama. I will get kingdom, I will get money, and with that money I will be able to enjoy life. I can fulfill my kamanas. I can fulfill my desires. Hatva artha kamanstu guru nahive bhunjiye bhogan rudhir pradagdhan. So, eating food by bhiksha according to Arjun is better. Better. Why? If I kill them, I will get only earth and calm. And when, after killing, when I enjoy that kingdom, how will I feel? Bhogan rudhira pradigdhan. Rudhir means blood. When I will enjoy, I will feel like that I am eating rasgulla soaked in blood. Rasgulla is soaked in syrup. So after killing my own people, when I enjoy earth, kingdom, and when I fulfill my desire with that, I will always think, I killed so many people. So that enjoyment will always bring in the back of mind, oh, I killed so many people. How many people were there? 4 million people. And I'm enjoying this kingdom, always I will think. That means dharma and moksha I will not get by fighting this war. Dharma and moksha. Lord is saying you fight and you will get swarga. Arjun is saying, after fighting and winning the war, I will get earth and calm, not dharma and moksha. Did you get it? Dharma and moksha, you will not get it. Okay. So thus, killing is anarjustam. Lord says, giving up war is aswarga. Arjun is saying, giving up war is swarga. You will get moksha. By begging, you will get dharma and moksha. Dharma and moksha, if I follow this mark, begging mark, this is conducive for dharma and moksha. But if I follow what you are saying, kill these people, I will get only earth and calm. Therefore, I don't want to kill them. Begging will get me moksha. It will get me swarga. Lord is saying killing them will get swarga. Are you getting? So by winning war, we will get earth and calm, but not dharma and moksha. And killing grandfather and teacher is akirtikar. They should be worshipped. So war will bring us bad name. People will criticize us. Next verse, 6.
Na chaitad vidma katarano gariyah. Na chaitad vidma katarano gariyah. Yadva jaye maya divano jayeyu. Yadva jaye maya divano jayeyu. Yane vahatva na jiji vishamah. Hatvana jiji vishamah devastitha pramukhe dhartarashtraha devastitha pramukhe dhartarashtraha na chaitad vidmakataranno gariyah yadva jayema yadivano jayeyuh yane vahatvana jiji vishamah devastita pramukhe dhartarashtra.
Na cha etat vidma. I do not know. Vidma means no. I do not know. Kataran, katarat na gariya. Katarat means which? Which one is gariya means better. Which one is better for me? Do not know. Yatva jayem yadivano jayev. Yatva jayam, if I win them, or we win them, or they win us. So in the war, there can be only two things. Either we win, or they win. So I am not able to understand which one is better for us. Kutarat nagariya, I am not able to understand. Yan ebhatva na jiji visham. After killing them, I don't want to live. I don't want to live. Arjun is saying. Te avasthitaha pramukhe dhartarashtraha. Te means they. Avasthitaha, they are standing. Standing pramukhe, just in front of me. Who are these people? Dhartarashtraha, son of Dhritarashtra. All Kaurav are standing on the other side in front of me. By killing them, I don't want to even live. So this shows that he is in a dilemma.
He is not even able to think which one is better for him. If they win, that is better, or we win, which one will be better? He doesn't know. He thinks, should we win, it will be blood-smeared enjoyment, earth and calm. If we win, if Arjun wins, then it will be, enjoyment will be smeared with blood. And if they win, still people will criticize, oh Pandav, oh Arjun, you did not plan well. You did not plan well, you didn't think properly. You should have checked your capacity, your ability. You should have judged their strength also. Accordingly, you should also have prepared yourself and your army, but you have not done. So before entering into any action, we all should think, plan, whether I am fit to do it or not, I am capable to do it or not, or what other things are required to execute this job. Be prepared, then jump into it. Then execute the job. So Arjun's problem is love toward Bhishma and Drona. This is problem. He is not thinking what Dushasan and Duryodhan did to him. He is not thinking about that. Love is the problem, and he is not able to bypass these people. I don't want to kill them. He is not able to bypass also. It shows that the mind and intellect of Arjun is not integrated. Not integrated. What is the job of mind? Job of mind, according to Kindle Life, Gurudev said, it is a clerk. It receives all the stimuli from the five organs of perception and is supposed to refer it to intellect. And intellect should consult the memory and after that take a decision, and after taking decision, refer it to the mind so that he can instruct, the mind can instruct to organs of action. But now the mind is overpowered by pity, mind is overpowered by kasma, wrong understanding. Therefore, the result is also wrong. He is not able to think. See, the intellect can be of three types. Sattvic intellect, rajasic intellect, and tamasic intellect. We should analyze this. Then we understand the problem more clearly. In the sattvic intellect, you see, always we see, even the Lord has suggested in chapter 14 of Bhagavad Gita, that all important decisions should be taken at when you are in the state of sattvic mind. If the mind is agitated or if the mind in the tamasic state, you can't take good decision. What is the tamasic state? When you are sleepy, heedless, careless, that is tamasic state. What is rajasic state? When the mind is agitated. When the mind is agitated, at that time you should not take a decision. So in the sattvic intellect, what happens? It is the highest quality. It clearly knows the path of action and renunciation. It knows what is to be done, what ought not to be done. In sattvic state of mind or intellect, you can think. What is the state of rajasic intellect? It understands wrongly path of action and renunciation. Wrongly understands. And erroneously concludes what is to be done and what ought not to be done. Erroneously. What is tamasic intellect? It is the lowest of three. Tamasic intellect sees everything perverted. In the tamasic state, a tamasic people will say that what is right is wrong, what is wrong is right. What is to be done, he will say, it is not to be done. And what ought not to be done, he will say, it is to be done. That is the tamasic state of mind. Now find out what is the state of mind of Lord. Lord's mind is sattvic. He is able to see clearly the path of action and path of renunciation. what is to be done is very clear. Lord is very clear. For dharma sansthapanarthaya, this battle is to be fought. There is no doubt in the mind of Lord Krishna. What is the state of intellect of Arjun? Dharma sansthapana is not thinking. It is rajasic state. He is not thinking about the dharma sansthapana. It is covered by his mind, is overpowered by kasmal, delusion, moha, wrong understanding. What is his wrong understanding of the situation? Swajan, ye mere hain. Are ye tumhare satru hain. In the next slok, I will tell you what he said before coming to the war. He will say, he promised, I will kill Bhishma in front of everybody. Before coming to war, in Mahabharata, he has said this thing. I will quote that whole sloka to you in a next class when the reference comes. Before coming to war, he first had promised that I promise to kill Bhishma first of all in front of everybody. Same Arjun is now saying he is Swajani Mere. See? This is wrong understanding. So Gurudev writes, Vyasa is indicating to us that the hysteria in the Arjun was not only mental, but at the level of intellect also, he has got himself shattered and unhinged. When the intellect is not available for decision, we are in the shattered state. So all important decisions should be taken when the mind is in sattvic state. And we all become rajasic the moment sun rises. We all become tamasic when the sun sets. Is it not so? Is it our experience? All beings in the world, not human beings, everything in the world become active the moment sun rises. And we get depressed when we see the gray clouds for days together in Chicago. Sun is not there. We get depressed. And the moment sun comes out, we become cheerful. Oh, it's a beautiful day. So there is some relationship between the rays of the sun and the blood. It makes our blood active at that time. Something happens. Scientists are all researching what is the relationship between this. Next verse.
Karpanya dosho upahata swabhavaha. Karpanya dosho pahata swabhavaha prichhami twam dharma sammura chetaha prichhami twam dharma sammura chetaha yachreyasyan nischitam bruhitanme yachreyasyan nischitam bruhitanme shishyasteham shadhimam twam prapannam Shishyaste ham shadhimam tvam prapannam Karpanna dosho upahata swabhavah Prichhami tvam dharma sammura chetah Yachreyasyan nischitam bruhitanme Shishyaste ham shadhimam tvam prapannam
So we see the word meaning today only of this sloka. Karpanya dosho upahata swabhavah. Karpanya dosha. Who is saying? Are you here? Arjun is saying. So he is diagnosing his own disease. His disease is karpanya dosha. What was the diagnosis of Sanjay? Kripya vishtam. What was the diagnosis of Lord? Kasmalam. What is the diagnosis of Arjun? Karpanya dosho. Upahat svabhav. My svabhav, my nature has been covered by karpanya dosa. There is a shortcoming. Dosa. Thoda dosa hai. There is a shortcoming. But what is that dosa? He is saying karpanya dosa is there. What is karpanya dosa? We'll see that. So, bhava prichami tam. Prichami. Therefore, I asked you. Tvam. Prichami. I ask you. What? Dharma sammood cheta. He tells him about himself. Dharma sammood cheta. Cheta means mind. He accepts himself that I am a mood. Not only mood, sammood. My mind is, my cheta is sammood. About what? About dharma. What is dharma? What is my duty in this battlefield? I am puzzled. I am deluded. I don't know what is my duty. Dharma sammood cheta. You all are not dharma sammood cheta. If I ask you what is the duty of Arjun, you all will tell, get up and fight. Is it not so? But Arjun is asking that I am deluded about my duty. Yes, Shreya, whatever is Shreya, what is good for me? What is good for me? You see, the word Shreya has got a special meaning. We'll discuss this. Yes, Shreya, what is good for me? Syat nishchitam. Decisively you tell me. Don't give me two options. Acha, aisa bhi kar lo, aisa bhi kar lo. You can go to the downtown from this route also, that route. No, no. Tell me one. Nishchitam, bruhi. Tanme shishyateham. I am your disciple. He is not saying, I am your sakha. Not saying sakha, he's not saying friend. I am your disciple. I am accepting you as my guru. Very difficult. You can never tell your friend, you are my guru. You will never accept your friend as a guru. But he is saying, you are my guru. Shishyatam sadhi. Sadhi means teach me. Please teach me. Please tell me. Please guide me. What is good for me? Mam tvam prapannah. Mam, I surrender to you. So you have to surrender fully. You see, in the case of a teacher, unless you surrender, he will not tell you. Unless you surrender and ask. Surrender means you are ready to change. You are ready to accept the guidance of the teacher. Then only the change can happen. If you don't surrender, if you come with your ego, with your original understanding, then there can be no change. There can be no change. So now he is not holding on to his own arguments, you see. He is saying, Sadhi Mam, you teach me. Now you teach me. I am surrendering. And I accept you as my teacher. I am your disciple. Once a student accepts a teacher as his guru, after that, it is the duty of the teacher to see that the student understands fully. Till he understands fully, he has to go on teaching him again, again, again. Arjun will ask many questions to Lord. And each and every time, Lord will patiently answer all his questions. And at the end of Bhagavad Gita, we all know that same Arjun got up and fought the war and won also. So we will see more detail in our next class.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.
We have started our Vivek Chudamani class from last Sunday. So if you want to come, you can come tomorrow, 7:30.